Unlike Kenny, who patrols a defined patch of ground, Elijah can be found up and down the street, sitting on his electric scooter, usually smoking. He lives in the building next door, but often sits under the scaffolding on ours. Not everyone welcomes his presence at first, but it didn't take long to figure out what he was doing, that he was another member of the tribe Extroversia, bored in his apartment, looking for fellow humans with whom to mingle. Elijah's front door is about 50 feet from mine, but in many ways he lives in a completely different world. He's a survivor of a difficult childhood, of abandonment, of addiction, of incarceration, of many physical fights, of divorce, and of a Brugada syndrome, an arrhythmia that could take his life at any point. I'm a survivor of sneaker wedges, elementary school auction committees, and my son's discovery of men's cologne. I don't think I've ever met anyone who is as matter-of-fact as Elijah is about his mistakes and what they have cost, or so uncomplaining about the tough hand he has been dealt. Elijah is as unfamiliar with my way of living as I am with his. He told me he never expected to live in a neighborhood with millionaires. We're not that rich, I started to say, then stopped. It's hard to explain my life to him because all my complaints seem like gibberish, so we find other stuff to talk about. Elijah's love for Tom Brady is pure and strong and rivaled only by Giselle's, so I watched the most recent Super Bowl, even the parts between the commercials. Many of the people I have met in the pandemic were familiar faces that I used to rush past in the morning to get to work and hurry by in the evenings to get home. But I also developed an unexpected rapport with this interesting young woman who lived in my house. I already knew her a bit since I gave birth to her about 2 decades ago. She had left for college and had to return when the campuses closed. The child who moved out was perpetually indignant about something, usually me. The individual who moved back in was reasonable and charming and astonishingly sometimes laughed at my jokes. After a while, I realized it was the same person. My parental fear and ambition had just temporarily clouded her from view, and perhaps skewed her perspective of me. She was not, after all, secretly intent on self-destruction, nor was she allergic to cleaning fluids, study, or microdoses of advice. Occasionally, astonishingly, I laughed at her jokes, too. That's the weird thing about the people you meet during a pandemic. They've been there the whole time.